Hi there. The word for you today is when nobody's looking. In Exodus 2 verse 12, we read the words glancing this way and that and seeing no one. When Moses killed the Egyptian and hid his body in the sand, the Bible says he looked around to make sure nobody was watching. Question: have you ever done something wrong when nobody was watching? We all have. One pastor says he counsels peoples whose business travel makes them vulnerable, and I quote, "An executive finds that away from home she's inappropriately flirtatious, even though she loves her husband and wants to remain faithful. Or a high-powered professional struggles with sexually explicit images in hotel rooms, even though he's not tempted by them at home. The internet sets innumerable ethical traps. By frequenting online chat rooms, a wife becomes entangled in an emotional relationship with another man. A husband struggles with the availability of internet pornography. The sense that nobody's watching allowed these people to sin in ways they would never sin ordinarily. So, here's what you need to realize. Okay, number one, God sees when nobody else does. When you couple that with a desire to please Him and not grieve Him, that will make the difference in how you act. And number two, Psalm 37, the New Living Translation, the godly offer good counsel. If you know you're vulnerable in a certain area, share it with someone who'll pray for you and hold you accountable. By the way, nowadays there's even computer programs that'll monitor your internet activity and send a report on what you're watching to others. How about that? And number three, avoid situations that afford you too much privacy. One woman closed her personal bank account and opened a joint account with her husband. Why? Because her spending was out of control. Listen, God created you to live in relationship with others. And the more open and honest you are, the less likely you'll be to stray.